You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 2-1, now 3-1. And Robert Snodgrass to score and Hull to win was 5-1. That's been enhanced to 7-1. Both these teams arrested poor runs of form, Derek, with wins a fortnight ago. Sunderland won at Bournemouth and Hull beat Southampton at home. These two sides are probably going to go down. I've got no clue what's going to happen in this game, Derek.
Exactly. You look at the prices too, and you can't get anything worked up about there either. I mean, if one team had won last week or before the international break, and the other team would have lost, the price would have been massively different, wouldn't it? You know, but they're both coming up into this picture on a bounce, and I honestly don't know. They're both poor teams, that you're inconsistent. You can't get a handle on them. What on earth do you do? It's a relegation 7-pointer in every respect. I know what people say it's a 6-pointer, but I always say 7-pointer because it annoys more people. I'm going to go for the draw. I'm going to go for the draw at 12-5. It's basically because I haven't got a clue.
Okay, the draw there for Derek. Tom, have you got any idea about this one?
Not really. I mean, it's the biggest game of the weekend, I think. I honestly do. I think if Hull City manage to win this game, they're 8 points clear of Sunderland. And Sunderland are pretty much marooned. They're gone. But if Sunderland win this game, you know, move up to the 8-point mark, they're 2 points behind Hull, they're 3 points behind West Ham, Palace, Middlesbrough. I know all those teams have got to play this weekend. But psychologically, this is a monumental game for Sunderland because they can drag Hull City, you know, sort of down to their level and drag themselves up and away from Swansea, who I don't think will get anything at Everton. So in that respect, it's an absolutely massive game. Now, the question you've got to ask yourself is, do you back David Moyes and that Sunderland team to be able to respond to this kind of match? Because a point suits Hull City, and that is how Mike Phelan will set up. He won't go looking for the win. If it comes his way, brilliant, he'll take it. But he will set up for the draw. The question is, can Sunderland kind of break them down? I don't know. I was impressed with Sunderland with that victory at Bournemouth. I was really impressed with them. But at home, they have struggled, and they've made life so difficult for themselves. But they have been scoring goals in the last four matches. I don't know. It's a very difficult one. I'm slightly edging with Sunderland, but I can't back them at the price. I think if Sunderland win, it's going to be by the goal. So I'd take them on the match handicap, on the handicap tie, Sunderland minus goal. Because if Sunderland do win, I think it will be very, very tight.
I must admit, if you're going for Sunderland here as well, Tom, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win, enhanced from 2-1 to 3-1. If Sunderland are going to win, I think he's probably going to score.
Yeah, I think he's always seemed to have this, you know, when they had that run last year, he didn't score many goals at home, did he? All his goals seemed to come away from home, but you're right. I mean, you know, he got his penalty against Arsenal. He got two in that defeat against Crystal Palace. So, yeah, I think when a team is that reliant on somebody, and to be fair, you can make the same point with Hull and Robert Snodgrass, you know, this season. He's been the main man for them up front. He's been the main man looking to sort of create things or score. You know, his free kicks are dangerous. And when he plays well, Hull have played well. It's when he's been injured and off the boil, it tallies up pretty nicely with Hull this season. When Snodgrass hasn't been playing or he's been out of form, you know, Hull City have really struggled.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.